95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, my friend?
How was your weekend?
It's fine and dandy. How about you?
A lot of drinking?
Oh, fair amount, sure.
Fair amount?
Mm-hmm.
Same?
Yeah.
Fair amount?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
How you feel today?
Aces, weirdly.
All right.
Yeah.
Because of the weather.
That's a big part of it.
Because you love this weather.
Sure. Plus, I slept 12 hours last night, so.
Did you really?
After Friday and Saturday, I just like crawled into bed. And
you slept for 12 hours is a dream.
Oh, do it. Make it happen.
I'd love to.
I'll come over.
Just do it.
I'll come over and tell you stories and put you to sleep.
That would put me right to sleep. All right, let's talk about what we're doing today, shall we?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Christian's going to be in here.
Yeah.
And he is going to be playing Come As You Are, track by track.
Yeah, piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Instrument by instrument.
After 30 years, it's time we take that sucker apart and give it a real good listen.
Agreed. The lottery is up to $545 million.
Man, oh man.
So I hate to tell you all, but I already bought the winning tickets, so you can waste your money if you want.
Oh, is that the one I stole out of your wallet the other day?
No, it's not.
No?
Because I just bought it just now.
Oh, you bastard.
So, suck it. We're going to bring back 70s lingo, Sluggo and I.
Right on, far out. Groovy.
That's righteous. Machine Gun Kelly played a show over the weekend.
That went over really well.
And he got booed quite extensively.
Boo!
Yes. Which was unbelievable.
Hold on a second. The boss is actually pushing
in
into
blue.
The studio. What?
In Bloom, not Come As You Are.
Oh, but I thought you said
but
Come As You
that's
Are.
What it said.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
You, what?
No, it's in Bloom. You're doing In Bloom.
Okay.
I changed it on the grid for
you. Oh, well, that's what I didn't understand because I
said.
Thought I made a mistake.
Yes, me too.
You have to sign your changes.
Yes. So he's going to do,
special.
He's doing Territorial Pissings. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, yes, cool. Okay, good.
Awesome. Very
right.
cool.
Wow.
Great song off that album.
That's a great start. And Bill Belichick.
Right.
Is the greatest interviewee of all time.
Nice.
And he gave, they got beat this past weekend, and he gave the greatest post-game interview ever. And I can't wait to play it for you. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we're very happy. As you may or may not know, Tool had a huge tour schedule last year.
Yep.
In 2020.
Yep.
That went poorly.
Yep. Went south.
So they've announced that the tour is being rescheduled.
Hell yeah. As of today, they announced that.
And we have two tickets to see Tool presented by KLOS January 18th at Honda Center. Between now and 6, when you hear a Tool song, be caller 13.
Yeah, the second it starts, grab your phone in a rough fashion and good luck to you. Man, I know someone who would give me so much cash for Tool tickets.
Really?
Yeah, might have to see what he's,
well,
what he's got under the hood.
Are we allowed to do that?
Oh, what? Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
No, of course not. No, that's not going to happen.
So you don't follow the NFL, and that makes me happy because the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, is he's the human Eeyore. He's always in a bad mood. He dresses like a slob.
Mm-hmm.
Also considered maybe the best coach of all time.
He ain't got time for all this good gnar.
No.
Yeah.
And he also has no time for interviews. So this last weekend, the Patriots lost the game. And I don't know exactly why the NFL forces them to do this, but they do force the losers to go out and do a press conference.
Part of the whole.
Yeah, well, that's nonsense.
Agony of defeat, I guess.
So Bill Belichick is not playing that game. Here's a question and answer from Bill.
You said, here's a question and answer from Bill. Oh, cool. That's fun. It's not going to work.
Either place?
Yeah, look at that.
Just did a better job than we did in every area and deserved to win. So we just got to play more consistently. Got to play with, you know, put more good plays out there and not as many that aren't good.
I'm sorry, what? We have to put more plays out there that are good and fewer that aren't good. That was his dynamic analysis.
Deep thought. Deep thought.
Here's a question.
We saw after the first punt, after Deontay Harris, after he had the 25-yard
long
return,
question.
Jake Bailey put an emphasis on keeping the ball away from him, whether it was through the end zone, throughout the sideline. Was that something that you had as an emphasis coming into the game, or did that change after that first punt return?
Long pause.
He's thinking.
Yeah, of course, we weren't trying to give him return opportunities, no.
That's it. That's the whole answer.
That's fair. It's like, dude, what kind of stupid...
Well, the questions are always stupid.
Right.
Agreed.
I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, you lost. How's it feel?
Yes, of course. That's a terrible time to do an interview, but he's this way when he wins.
Right.
He's awful when he wins.
Right.
Here's another question.
Bill, what happened with the special teams today, allowing a blocked punt, kickoff out of bounds? How disappointing is the special teams performance today?
We've got to be better in every area.
So he really gave that one some thought, actually.
He really isn't interested in answering questions at all. And then finally this one.
Bill, what have you assessed about the offensive line the first 3 weeks of the season?
We just got to do a better job.
That is literally the only thing he's going to say. We just got to do a better job.
One last one.
I'm going to call and put something in your mouth kind of guy.
Bill, what did you see on Mac's interceptions?
What did you see?
Well, probably the same thing you saw.
Brilliant.
Probably the same thing you saw.
I think someone had put it in his head, you know, if you make your answers really boring, they're not going to put them on any highlights.
They always do.
Oh, they do anyway.
Yes, and I went and looked for him because a guy on Twitter said, for the love of God, go find this. He's more Bill Belichick than you could ever consider. So that's good times with him. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Machine Gun Kelly was performing and was getting booed off the stage, according to some reports.
I was thinking, I don't think hardly any artist has probably not gone through some time when they got booed off stage. Their opening band.
I would guess so, too. Yeah. This is like some kind of a weird beef, though. He was in Chicago playing a hard rock fest.
With Corey Taylor, right?
Yes, yeah. And he called Slipknot old weird dudes with masks. Okay, okay. Well, how was that so offensive? Yeah. So then when he was playing the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville on Saturday, Slipknot fans showed up and were booing the hell out of him, so much so that he actually stopped the show and started talking to them.
Oh, that's always a bad idea.
Which is a terrible
idea. Unless you're going to encourage
them. Just drown them out with music. Yeah, don't say a word.
Yeah.
But this is what happened on stage.
Music, so I just know that. I see you, dude. I see you mad as in your little weird outfit. Just be, I'm here for the you're here for, dog. It's
okay. The weird little outfit.
The weird little dude in the weird little outfit.
Pointing out that's not a good idea.
Is a guy who has a Slipknot shirt.
And that's a weird little outfit.
It's a weird little outfit because they're beefing, I guess.
Whatever,
I don't know. What
Never
the hell?
Say beefing again,
okay,
please.
Okay, good.
It's all good. Clearly, I ain't going nowhere. So I'm just enjoying. You know what? Hey. You keep fucking with me, homie.
And what?
Yeah.
That sounds like a straight threat.
Yeah.
Although
where's your machine gun?
According to some reports, he was dragged away by security trying to punch somebody in the pit.
Oh, MJK?
Yeah.
He decided he's going to get down
or
there.
Or MGK.
Or whatever. MJ.
MJ's very different.
Yeah, that's right.
Trained Jedi, bitch.
Okay, so this is funny. He says, I'm a trained Jedi, bitch. And this is how the report says. The artist even got into it with a festival goer and pulled out a Star Wars lightsaber that he, for some reason, had handy.
That must be where I'm getting the Michael Jackson thing, the MJ. Because of the lightsaber.
So weird.
Disney tie-in. That is very weird. Yeah. Was it a real one? A real lightsaber?
No.
Did it actually cut people's hands off? Well, then what's the point?
What the f*** are you going to do now?
Just play a song, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Are you that mad? Look at me. I'm standing here with a lightsaber. Don't be mad. Give him something happy.
So then I think he says, give him something happy, and then they
go into Hell's Bells.
No, they didn't. Maybe they should have.
Yeah.
But they did not. But I, you don't want to get into yelling at an audience.
No, but I always like a good boo. You know. I've found on stage, if you get 17,000 people to boo, they're very happy. They're looking for a reason
because
to boo.
Because no one boos anymore.
Right. Exactly.
And they need
to. They love it. So you find some reason.
This has been a lifelong cause of mine. Adults need to boo.
Yes. Yes.
Just one-on-one.
Yes.
They're late on your food. Boo! That needs to happen regularly.
Maybe we should do that maybe tomorrow or something. Bunch of booing.
You got
people you want to boo? We'll put you on the air to boo. I like this idea.
Tomorrow.
Boo! Why tomorrow?
As you may know, Friday was the 30th anniversary of Nevermind.
Which is unbelievable. 30 years. Three decades already. What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. We're old. That's what that means.
That's a fact.
Christian, welcome to the studio.
Dude, speak for yourselves.
We were.
I'm young, dumb, and full of...
Sure. Fun.
Vinegar.
So we did Smells Like Teen Spirit this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
awesome.
And
today we're going to, this afternoon, we're going to do In Bloom from Nevermind. And once again, as I did this morning, and what's really cool about the Nirvana Nevermind sessions is they're actually the mixes that have been done before. They asked Andy to remix everything. So what you get to hear is, I'll play you the Butch Vig mix of this song, just a little bit.
Right.
And then we'll hear the real version in quotes, and you can work out or conjecture as to whether it would be as big a hit if it wasn't been. Now, this was never released as a single, but it ended up being one. So this is Butch Vig, who went on to obviously become the drummer for Garbage, and then he produced all the Foo Fighters stuff. So this is the original Butch Vig mix, which are known as the Devonshire mixes, and you can actually get them if you want to have your own versions. So wow. This is the Butch mix. This is the version that we all know. And that's why it was a hit.
Why did they have someone remix it?
So it's interesting. The record label decided that it didn't, even though they didn't, they honestly thought that Nevermind was going to sell 50,000 copies. Like, they were completely, because what they used was the record that had been released by, marijuana is a hell of a drug, I've forgotten everything at least three times. Sonic Youth's previous record had sold 50,000 copies. Right. So they were like, well, if we sell the same amount as of Sonic Youth, it's a hit. This is perfect.
That's crazy.
And at its peak, this record was selling 200,000 copies a week, wow. Man. So when they heard it, they kind of had a sense that maybe this was going to do bigger things. So they went in and Andy Wallace mixed it. And the reason that Andy got to mix it was that he had mixed Slayer's record. And the record label had sent them all these licks. You know, there's the big ones, Gilmore and all those guys are on it. And they're looking through it and they're like, murmur, and they're like, oh, Slayer? So they picked the guy who did Slayer to do this. So Chad Channing was the original drummer for Nirvana. He gets replaced by a young man by the name of Dave Grohl, who had come from a band called Fear. He was a somewhat hard-hitting young chap. And this is him, you know, playing jazzy. Big room. And he doesn't really do a lot of fireworks display stuff in this, because it's unnecessary, but when he does, it's on this.
Nice.
Hard as nails.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, like, the Foo Fighters, if you're unaware, like, the Foo Fighters recorded a bunch of records with a bunch of drummers where Dave went in and re-recorded all the drums over the previous drummer's takes after they had left.
Yep.
Because playing drums for Dave Grohl is one of the hardest gigs in the world, because he's so good at the damn job. So he didn't replace himself in his own band, though. He was like, I'll keep that. Big, massive toms. Pocket, one of the greatest rock drummers of all time.
Totally.
Him and Taylor Hawkins can both go sling their bloody hooks. They're having too much fun with life. It's very annoying. On bass, Christ Novoselic. So the thing with this song is that Kurt had written it about people outside of the scene who didn't understand what the band's message was. And it said that originally he wanted it to sound like, Christ said that they wanted it to sound like a Bad Brains song, which would have been a great thing to have on the record.
Yeah.
And when Butch recorded it, he took a razor blade and actually cut the bridge out of the song. It was like, Matt, we're not having a bridge. So he cut the bridge out entirely and literally threw it in the garbage in front of them.
Wow.
And it was never released as a single. And it just was one of those where radio started playing it, and it started growing and growing and growing, and eventually it had to become a single, which is just how... I was talking to him this morning about how, prior to this record coming out, remember that the radio was just full of hair bands.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like, this is 1990, so, like, everyone is still on, like, the fifth photocopy of Skid Row's fifth, you know, like,
yep.
Bang Tango and all those great bands. So these guys come out and just... machine gun an entire genre with this record.
Right?
Changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it went from, like, my thing is, it went from alternative to malternative in one record, and this is it. So on bass, the power cables of Christ Novoselic. line shots.
They really are.
Actually, Dave Jordan, who did the Alice in Chains records, the early ones, he actually went out to the desert and shot an AK-47 into the air, mic'd it, and then that is actually under the snare Sweet. Of all of the Alice in Chains songs.
Is that a joke?
No, it's legit.
Really?
That's awesome. That's how that Alice in Chains snare sound is that's so badass. Cool. Wow. Is Jordan's got an AK-47 under the snare.
That's awesome.
So it's literally gunshots. Chorus. So much more pedestrian.
Yeah.
Bull on the four. No pushes. No wedding band is playing that correctly. And if you're playing In Bloom at your wedding, it's a wedding I want to be at.
Yeah, right?
Such a good kind of melody.
Yeah.
And then they just motor together. So one of the other things that they're doing right is that Kurt said they wanted to make the best Pixies record that had ever been made.
Yeah, boy,
that
I
was
hear
their
that.
Goal, right?
That
so the whole, you know, the Pixies pretty much invent the loud, quiet, loud, which is loud choruses, quiet verses, loud chorus again. So this is why when it, all of the Nirvana stuff always, especially on this record, breaks down to the quiet verse. Basically, it's bass, drums, and vocal at this point. Hi-hat to the chorus. It's such a cool bass line in comparison to what you thought it was going to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Little beauties. Great counter melody to the vocal. And then when it comes to the lead, we go back to, because don't forget, Butch Vig had taken a razor blade to the master tape and cut the bridge out
that's
entirely.
So sad. Like, it'll never be heard.
Never
that's
be heard. Not on my watch. No bridges here. And that's it. So that's your, basically the lead is played as a third verse.
Can I ask you a question about
Please.
Why he took the bridge and threw it away? Why not? Why wouldn't you keep it someplace?
I mean, you know,
you
like
have to throw stuff away.
Don't forget. There's also, you know,
yes,
the drama of a story. Like, never let the truth get in the way of a good myth. It's quite possible that there's a take somewhere where that bridge exists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting. So that when they made the record, Butch Vig's studio is called Smart. So they did demos at the Smart Studio. So the demo of this has cacophonous punk rock.
Yeah.
Much closer to a Bad Brain song.
Yes.
All the squeaks and then. Yeah. So there's actually an original lead, which isn't the one that they ended up using in the song, and the original lead is this one. Closer to a punk guitar lead,
yes.
Right? Like,
yep.
It's just total cacophonous mess. It's so good. And you can see Cobain laughing his ass off the whole time, right? He's like mocking some guys here, like, it's totally note is bananas. It's like on the brink of breakup the entire time. It's so good. So here's, we can now compare the three different guitar tones. So the demo guitar is this. The Devonshire guitar tone is this.
Wow.
Right? And then the finished post-Andy Wallace version is this. Way more brutal.
Yeah.
And wow. This, yeah, no, he's, and Andy Wallace is one of my favorite mixes of all time. He is, like, he does everything. He's, I mean, he did Slayer before he did this one, crying out loud. Look at his Wikipedia, blow your mind. You'll be like, oh, that's one of my favorite records, that's one of my favorite records, that's one of my favorite records. So this is the guitars from the song, and don't forget, it cuts out, because the first half of each verse, it goes to the quiet part of Loud, Quiet, Loud, so you end up with... yourselves. The chorusing to the chorus. Comes in with a chorus. Now you go, that's how they did it. So simple. Then everybody together. Been so loud in that studio.
Yes, right?
I mean, just must have been relentless. So now we get to hear the lead as kept from the final take, which is way cooler. Right, in comparison to this, which is much more... way more Bad Brains, way more punk.
Yeah.
This is a little more art rock that they're doing in the original. Yeah. The finished version is a little bit more... it's got like some sort of harmonizing tone on it. Maybe do weird laser beam stuff. When you hear the sort of the pieces of it, it makes you kind of understand why Butch Vig would have ixnayed the bridge, because it would have dragged it out and made it way less brutal, because you would have obviously would have had like expanded slightly and it had a break.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be, you know, as it's not as in your face if you think about where it could have gone.
Yeah, it's sort of like a quick ass kicking and then you're gone.
Right. Like Bad Brains would have never had a bridge.
No.
They'd be like, bridges are for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. All right. So the vocal on this, Cobain hated the doubling of the vocal. There was a bunch of things that they fought on this record.
I wondered if different people coming in and changing almost the entire sound of the song would anger them.
Well, Dave Grohl was pretty annoyed. One of the things that Andy is known for is sound replacing to get like a consistent drum sound. And Dave is obviously a drummer and a purist of a drummer. And by all accounts, the sound replacer was something that annoyed him. And Cobain said that the problem he had with Nevermind was that it ended up sounding more like a Motley Crue record than a Nevermind record. I'm not sure that's fair. I'll be honest with you.
Maybe it's polished.
Yeah, you know, perhaps. Yeah. So we if you're of this generation, you all remember where you were when we found out that Kurt Cobain had unfortunately passed away. And if you're going to be talking about Kurt Cobain, this is one of my favorite vocals by him, without a doubt.
Sell the kids for food. Well, the change is moods. Spring's here again. Reproductive glands has the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, but he knows not what it means. Knows not what it means, and I say he's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, but he knows not what it means. Knows not what it means, and I say
Don't forget, he's singing about the people that are fans of the band that don't understand what they're about, mm-hmm. which is why he talks about he likes to shoot his guns. Of course, there's the great irony that unfortunately he shoots himself, which is one of the things that you track throughout his work is how many times guns show up in their lyrics.
Big
it's
time.
Really, it's actually, it's a little disconcerting. Let me see if I have
troubling.
It. It's troubling. Yeah. This is one of the, let me see if I have it. Oh, yeah. So this is one of the, this is truly a gnarly moment. So. We'll quickly take a brief journey over to some lads from England. So this is one of those moments when you start to think that, in fact, our lives are being written by aliens who are binge-watching it from some other quantum level. So the beginning of Come Together by the Beatles, what you think John Lennon is saying is not what John Lennon was saying, because what John Lennon actually says at the beginning of Come Together is the following. He says, shoot me.
He says, shoot me. Wow. That's different.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really intense.
So when,
wow. Damn.
Yeah. Like, I remember the first time I did that live, and we all just sat there and were like, wait, what is going on? So it's the same sort of thing with Cobain when you realize there's all these gun references throughout all of the music, and he ends up in this tragic way with the gun that he's sung about the whole time. Once again, those aliens. Very creative. Verse 2.
Weakness more. Nature is a whore.
Yeah, nature's a whore. Yeah.
Cruises on the fruit. And red and blue. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, but he knows not what it means.
All right, so for this last part of this chorus, I'm going to put these in, which are
knows not what it means.
Dave Grohl.
Is that right? All our pretty songs.
Likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun.
Changes the whole chorus.
Knows
so
not
good.
What it means. Knows not what it means, and I say, yeah.
Wow.
What's happening there? It's just them messing around, man. They're just kids in the studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave sounds so young.
They're so young. I mean,
wow.
Just messing about.
That's awesome.
So they're...
There's one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his
monstrous
gun.
Record that changed everything.
Yep.
I mean, there's like there's pre-Nirvana and then there's post-Nirvana, and you know, if you were in radio at that time, it was like one of those things that just steamrolled everything. I was in college radio, and it was like everything changed from the point that this record came out. It's been 30 years. It's a ridiculous thought, and it's even crazy to think that Dave Grohl has spent more time in the Foo Fighters.
Yes,
by
ways,
yeah,
legions
right?
than he ever crazy? Did in Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, go around, listen to Nevermind for the next couple days. If you've never heard it before, because you're a whippersnapper, you're about to have your head explode. Get yourself a guitar and a Bad Brains record. That's all I'm saying. 30 million fans can't be wrong. Thanks so much for having me in, fellas.
Thanks, Christian.
See you at the next one, and don't forget to follow me on the Session IG Live. I just moved, so the live sessions are going to kick back up again as soon as I get my studio rearranged.
But, nice.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And as always, with Christian James Hand, I'll never listen to that song exactly the same again.
Yeah, that was very cool.
You're sitting here picking it apart already in the studio. I'm like, oh, yeah, now
I hear
that.
Oh, now I hear that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I love that kind of crap that he does.
The Powerball is up to $545 million.
Woo!
And I already bought the winner, so don't. I mean, I apologize to everyone, but
can
the
I see that
drawing
ticket?
Is tonight. No.
I just want to take a look at the
nope.
ticket. No, just, you know.
No, the drawing's tonight.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm never going to hear from you again, am I?
No, I'm... Would I never hear from you again?
No, I would. I wouldn't come back to work, but I would certainly
you
call you
up. You wouldn't come back to work tomorrow?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You would leave me on my own.
I think. I don't know.
What a dick.
I know, right? I always say that, but I don't know. If I actually won, I mean, if I won, I would tell a couple friends, keep it quiet and arrange things and go away. Yeah, but I wouldn't. You don't want to tell people that you won because then the world knows and they all want.
I just told everyone, so that sucks for me, I guess.
$545 million, huh?
The odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 292 million.
Wow, that sounds like really good odds.
No.
Wow. Really? 1 in 292 million?
Yes.
Wow.
And if you buy two tickets, you double the odds.
So
that's not true. That's a total lie. It's a math nightmare.
How bad.
But a total lie. I always love this, though. Things that are more likely than winning the lottery.
Oh, nice.
And then, if you win the lottery, would you go to work?
Yeah. What would you do?
Would you quit immediately?
Yeah.
I don't imagine you would get the money immediately, would you?
Takes a minute, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. What would you do first?
Yeah. What's the... I actually had
$545 million.
A person who helped me with my taxes back in the day, and she's like, well, should you win? You give me a call right away. I'm going to help you hide yourself from the world so you can take that money and go away. And I'm like, okay.
No, you want somebody who will invest it in a foreign market.
Oh, that's what she's going to do.
Oh, okay.
That kind
so
of
no
stuff.
Taxes.
Right, exactly.
Love it.
Sure. You're going to be like the big companies. They don't pay taxes.
So 1 in 292 million.
Okay. What else?
Things that are more likely than winning the lottery.
Yes, please.
Being in a plane crash. 11 million to 1.
Oh, 11 million to 1.
292 million, 11 million.
Wow, interesting.
Car accident, 106 to 1.
Well, I've been in a couple of car accidents. So.
Not million.
No.
106 to 1.
Yeah.
Falling out of bed, 2 million to 1. I don't know how they figure that.
2 million to 1?
Yes.
Boy, I'm beating the odds. I fall out of bed a lot. I used to when I was a teenager
what?
For some reason. I don't know. I just had this weird...
Why?
I was... drinking, but I don't know.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
no, I
sense.
Wasn't really. I don't know what it was.
Flesh-eating bacteria, 1 million to 1. Those are high odds
yeah,
for flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should work on that.
Let's get in the lake and see if it's true.
Getting hit by lightning. You always hear that one.
Yeah.
It's 1.2 million to 1.
1.2 million to 1.
Yes.
That's not that crazy, especially
when
compared to winning the lottery.
Winning the lottery, 1 in 292 million.
Wow.
It's 1.2 million to 1.
You're far more likely.
Yes.
Though. Wow.
To get mauled by a dog?
Yeah.
I don't know how this came up.
Yeah, no, I like it.
118,776 to 1.
But there's that one chance.
Correct. A snake bite.
Oh. depends on where you live, I suppose.
50 million to one, which is way huge.
It's got to be bigger in Arizona.
Like, I would think so.
Yeah.
And a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
Shark attack. Is 3.75 million to one.
That's pretty good odds.
Yes. Those are all great odds.
Yeah.
And the lottery is 292 million. Oh, my God.
And yet, how many of us are running out and buying a lottery ticket today?
I did today.
Somebody's got to win.
Don't worry, people. It's covered.
Taken care of.
And if you don't hear from me, that's
how well, what'd you do?
You'll know what happens.
What would you do?
818-955-KLOS.
No, you.
What would you do? You. I would continue working here.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I would have an awful attitude because it would be like, well, fire me then. What do I care?
I'll buy this place.
And I don't know that would get better over time. I feel like that would get worse over time. Actually,
especially when you start to really see your bank account just insane. Insanity.
Checking account, $200 million.
But you're going to get in your car and drive away after talking about winning the lottery from here?
Yeah.
You better have some good bodyguards, man.
Please, look at me.
Hey, would you take anybody down?
955 KLOS. What would you do?
Yeah,
$545 million in the lottery. What would you do with it?
Ooh, just a matter of fact, I just picked up three quick picks.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. I already won.
Oh, okay,
so I already got the winning ticket.
He's won. But
yeah.
Let's say that there's a mistake somewhere down the line, and you win. What would you do with it?
First thing, get the lump sum, and get some lawyers.
Yeah, right. You got a lawyer up. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, just like you said earlier, you know, just like about 20 minutes, no, 15 minutes ago. Then once your friends find out or your family finds out, everybody's gonna come after you.
Or those people you've always hated, they're gonna come after you big time. Hey man, ooh, I always liked you.
No, we were always friends.
Right on. Thanks for calling. I think that's good advice, man. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. What would you do if you won the lottery?
I would definitely hire Rage Against the Machine to perform for just me.
And me.
You know, Kevin's favorite band.
And me.
Hello? Really, it is?
Hello?
Would you let Kevin in, Eric?
Yeah, you guys could come, man.
Okay,
you're
come
the exception.
Yay! All right, yay!
We're in.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Scott from Fullerton. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. What would you do if you won the lottery?
Well, I'd take care of every loved one in my family so they never had to worry about money.
Don't forget, I've always been one of your loved ones. Don't forget that now.
I said that, no, I'll take care of them.
All right.
And then I have 13 coworkers, 12 of which I like. They would all get new cars.
Okay, and the 13th one,
you get a new car. You get a new car. You get a boot to the head.
A shoebox full of dog.
Wow. That hate runs
good.
Deep.
That's good. Thanks for calling, man. I love it. You know, I have a friend who says she would absolutely buy all of us houses, and that's what she's planning on doing. And she's always looking for us to, you know, say we would do the same.
Right.
We just sort of stare
at
her.
And you don't.
No.
No, because that's ridiculous.
I'm not going to do that.
KLOS, hello.
First thing I would do, I that's not enough money to buy a house in California.
Yeah, right? Yeah, $545 million? You're right.
I mean, after taxes, that's like 70 grand.
Yeah, exactly. I would deliver you two both supersized French fries.
Yeah!
Oh, now we're talking.
Did you hear that?
And a case of Heineken on ice.
Wow, you're really
a big spender.
Shooting small here.
Okay, and then after we consume the beer, because I'm going to be there with you, mm-hmm. and you guys consume the French fries, game on. Whatever you guys want to do.
Woo! You better win, man. You or Kevin better win.
Hold on. Does this include nudity? And listen, that's a valid question. Why are you laughing like that? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Love that song?
Yeah, it was Matt Penfield's guest last night, Wilhelm Eidel. Love that dude. I really have to see if we can do some more stuff with him down the line here on this little station.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think he'd be open to that. Yeah.
People have been noticing, our boss specifically, that our references may be a little outdated.
That can't be right. What? What is this talk?
Because you said, what was it? Randy.
Oh, Randy. Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Randy. Randy as a goat.
Yes. And that's kind of an outdated word, Randy.
Is it?
Mm. For loving or being sexy? Is that what Randy is?
I don't know that I'm trying to be sexy, baby.
Yes. No, I'm saying you refer to
The need for activity.
Yeah. Okay.
The great desire for activity.
So I brought up some slang from the 70s, and yeah. I thought maybe we could start working it in.
Yeah, that's definitely a 70s term. That sounds like something out of one of those Randy, X-rated right. films.
Yes.
That they got down there at Agreed. The Bijou.
Did you know that crib was in the 70s?
Get out of here.
These descriptions are written by somebody painfully white. Apartment or home, place of residence.
Really? Wow, I thought that came from MTV.
I got a skitty.
Whoa, what's that now?
That means I have to hurry up and leave.
I got a skitty? That's mm-hmm. a 70s phrase?
Yep.
Anybody out there remember that one? I don't remember that one.
Keep on stepping.
Oh, sure. Keep on stepping. That's a kind of a drop down from keep on trucking.
Keep on moving. Get out of here.
Sure.
Two of those things.
Okay.
Let's see. Peace, love, and granola. Whatever. I don't care about
Come
that.
Come on, hippie man. Peace.
Shaggin' wagon is a 70s era van tricked out with a bed in the back.
I still have me one of them. And go down and by the river.
We're going to have to start working some of these in.
Yeah.
And if you have thoughts on words from the 70s that need to come back, feel free to call us.
Oh, yeah. When you had that giant comb in your back pocket and you used to have nope. them really cool phrases, man. What were you saying?
818-955-KLOS. What's cracking is from the 70s. Who knew?
Is it? Wow. What's crackalating?
Bomb.
Bomb is
They're
from the 70s?
It's from the disco era, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Far out?
Far out, man.
I could start using far out again.
Absolutely. I've never stopped using that.
Groovy?
Groovy. Well, that's 60s, but 70s is too. Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Sure.
I'm going to start
Are there any definitions for some of these?
Oh, sure, yeah. They're for all of them.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Groovy.
Uh-huh.
Cool in a hip way.
Suddenly it's not cool.
Slammin'?
Slammin'.
It's something from the 70s mm-hmm. that we could start working in. Awesomely cool.
That's 80s.
Stellar. Cool in an incredible or awesome way. Then they're saying some of these have stuck around, like bad, meaning good.
Sure, yeah.
Fab, short for fabulous.
Sure, yeah.
Anyone that says fab, I got no time for. Freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky, man.
Odd. Something that's very strange.
That's freaky deaky?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hairy eyeball. Have you heard of that?
No.
Hairy eyeball is supposedly a nasty stare.
Huh, hairy eyeball.
Yes.
Instead of stink eye.
Yes.
Hairy eyeball.
Yes.
I kind of like
it. I don't
it.
Love it.
I don't like it, but I kind of like it.
No. the skinny, the whole truth.
Oh, yeah, I remember the skinny. Well, I haven't heard that in a while.
Terms that came out for people in the 70s, brick house. Probably because
sure.
of the song, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dork.
Dork.
How's dork from
When's
this?
That ever gone away?
Jive turkey is one that I really
Jive turkey!
Yes.
Yeah! Yeah.
Be less excited.
Love it.
Less excited about jive
turkey.
Almost
like Friday.
One who tries unsuccessfully to be cool.
Is a jive turkey.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS if you have words that you miss and we need to bring back.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Sound as a pound.
Sound as a pound.
All,
oh, that's a British saying.
All is well. Everything's fine. Sound as a pound. That was a joint. Now, at that time, it was a party.
Okay.
Not a
place.
Song or a.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Or a Spike Lee film.
Right, exactly. So, 818-955-KLOS if you have words that you need to work back in, because I feel like we're going to have to start working
yeah,
these out.
Yeah, I believe so.
They're groovy.
Yeah. They're hip. They're happening. They're totally now.
I'm hey, bugging out.
By the way, it's a...
what?
Bad news. I hate this. We were actually giving away tickets, but Judas Priest having to postpone the rest of the tour. Richie Faulkner is in the hospital with a heart condition. So they're working on him. He's getting better. All is well. And they will let us know when the tickets are going to be good for Judas Priest. 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Here's Whoa, your shot now, to hold join on. The hey, fiendish stop. Fun at the Disneyland.
Hey! What the hell? What just happened?
They just wanted you to give Disney tickets, man. They want
I
you
was
to win.
Trying desperately to work in one of my things, and it really ruined the flow. So can I start again?
Cool. Sure, right. Yeah, please do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You jiving yet?
I think they are.
Asking if someone is enjoying themselves.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know.
So words from the 70s that you think need to be brought back?
Hi, my name is Bianca.
Hi, Huntington Bianca.
I wanted to bring back one of those 70s, actually two 70s terms.
All right, what are they?
Shagadelic.
Shagadelic!
All right.
I think Austin Powers was a big
yeah,
fan
that,
of that,
that
one, right?
That's problematic
that
because...
Austin Powers.
Yeah, okay, go
and
ahead.
Another one from the Brady Bunch, actually. It was called Big Man on Campus. It's more of a term, but I still say that, and no
what
one
was
gets it?
It.
Big Man,
Big
on,
Man
campus?
On Campus?
Oh, Big yeah. Man on Campus.
Yeah. I'm able to smoke that.
I like that you're still saying it even though no one gets it.
Greg Brady
no
would approve.
Yeah, no, I speak my own language, 32, but I was technically born in 70.
I love it.
Nice. Right on. Thank you for
calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi. You guys forgot the best one of all time.
You jiving yet?
No, it's bitching.
That's 80s.
Bitchin' feels 80s.
I was like, totally bitchin', man. It's so tubular. Oh, my God, I'm sure.
No, I was saying that in the 70s.
Well, I guess so. In California, yes, I believe
that.
Wait,
you were saying that in the 70s or in your 70s?
That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Words you want to bring back from the 70s?
Bitchin'.
Well, another bitchin'.
Go. All right. We got a double dose of bitchin'.
I mean, it's kind of a beach term.
Yeah, it's great. All right, we'll allow it.
Thank you.
We will stamp
it's
approval.
Totally bitchin'.
Yeah,
right. Totally bitchin'.
Right, we get it.
Totally.
Stop dipping in my Kool-Aid is another one.
Whoa.
Stay out of my business.
Stay out of my business.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I was thinking that it would be really bitchin' if we brought back the word bitchin'.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
Bitchin' it is.
Bitchin' is back, baby. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, those 70s terms you want to bring.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Kirk tweets at Kevin and Sluggo, sit on it.
Sit on it! Then rotate!
Things that you want to bring back from the 70s.
Wow.
Mel tweets, I proudly use solid a lot.
Solid link. Hell yeah.
I think I'm a jive turkey. Yes? No.
No. Not when you're bringing up Link and Peggy, man. Come on.
All right. So things from the 70s you want to bring back. You have one?
I think we need to bring back a couple. I think the first one is Zoinks.
That's Zoinks!
Zoinks is good.
Scoob! Zoinks!
Like Zoinks, Scoob!
Very good. Very nice.
And then maybe Splitsville.
Splitsville.
Oh, Splitsville's pretty strong, too.
Hey, man, we could get into Splitsville while we're watching Lidsville, man.
Nope.
Come on. We'll sit down with some HR puff and stuff. Nope. Can't do a little because you can't do enough?
Nope.
Nope. And you guys could also throw in some Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I might do that.
Son of a
Thanks
bitch.
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
I got one for you. Buku.
Buku.
Oh, I like it. Buku Bucks.
I forgot about
Spicoli.
That.
Spicoli. Yeah.
Like
what's
it.
Up? Yeah, I was at a restaurant. I go, yeah, give me buku. She says, I want some of that buku. I go, what? She never heard of the word.
Wow.
I go, buku. Buku means more.
Yeah, yeah. More, more, more. Yeah. How do you like it? How do you like it?
You stop that right now.
No, it's the 70s. Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I have no choice.
Yeah. There you go. Bring it back. There you go, Sluggo. Tell them, buku. We want more.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, back in the 70s, every Friday night and Saturday night, we used to get all cleaned up, spray on some stink, and go scheming and pick up chicks.
Scheming.
Scheming.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. That's not bad.
Yeah, wasn't that on your list? You even have that on your list, I think. Scheming?
I have a long list.
Oh, okay. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Charlie from Never Easy at the Fan Shop. And there was this cool radio station in the 70s that had these rainbow circular stickers that said too hip.
I like that station. I agree. I am down with that. I'm up for that.
That station ruled. Whatever happened to them? You jiving yet? Does that work? No?
Totally, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about things that you might want to bring back from the 70s. Do you have one?
Sick.
Sick. That was a great magazine in the 70s. That and Cracked. And, of course, Mad.
Sure.
But I was, like, sick. That was such a good, such a good, such a good.
Aw, dude. Those Mad cards. Or not Mad cards. Garbage Pail Kid cards, bro.
Oh, no. They were, what were those? They were products. They made fun of Wacky Packs.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wacky Packs used to make fun of products. They would just be really weird, and they were stickers, and you get them with this horrible piece of gum, and I spent all my money on those freaking things in the 70s.
Sounds great. Thanks for calling. Piece of gum.
Yeah, it was awful.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hey, man. You guys are really far out.
Groovy, man.
Far out.
You
I like
seem
it.
Like yeah. a cool chick.
It's a good delivery as well.
Yeah, very good.
You Thank jiving you. Yet?
Kevin's working on make that one happen.
That's really, working.
I think you're jive talking, buddy. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, I got out of sight for you.
Out of sight.
Sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Nice one. Right on.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while. Yep. That just came to mind. So. It's
bitching, man.
That's dynamite.
Thanks for calling. I'm afraid we do this too well.
Do we? Have we done this well?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Ooh, wow, man. Hey, Kevin. How you characters doing?
Good.
Hey, pretty, man. Hey, man. Want to get in my shagging wagon?
Shagging wagon.
Bad.
Damn okay. Straight.
A van with a bed, yeah.
How you guys doing?
Not as well as you.
Roosters, man.
Yeah, right on, dude.
I should be sitting there.
You can have it. We're going home.
95.5.
KLOS? Is that right? I don't know.
Yes, I
Where
think
are
so.
We?
I think that's right.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right. It's time for What We Learned.
Ah, what did we learn today?
Bill Belichick is the best spokesperson for the NFL.
That is a fact.
He does magical interviews.
Yeah, they are fascinating. He really gets in depth. He thinks about those questions.
He really does.
For him.
Yeah. Slipknot fans, not particularly fond of Machine Gun Kelly.
Otherwise known as MJK.
Correct. Some people call it. The lottery's up to $545 million. And if Sluggo wins it, we will never hear from him again. What an ass.
Oh, I guess I'll go home and pet the kitty now.
See you tomorrow. Peace
okay,
out.
Bye.
Yes, that was.
January 18th at the Honda Center. Tickets on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. Tool.
We have tickets.
Hell yeah.
For caller 13, KLOS, hello.
Chris.
I'm sorry?
How are you doing?
Chris, I believe,
Chris.
Right?
Chris.
Yep.
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Would you like to see Tool on January 18th at Honda Center?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, lucky some bitch. You made yourself caller 13. That means you get to go.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Calm down, Chris.
I've had too many beers.
Yay!
Do you have any stimulants there?
No. I quit that 5 years.
Okay. Oh, okay. You haven't had any of Maynard's wine?
No,
today?
I was just joking.
No, you're good. Maynard.
You what?
I don't know, Maynard.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay.
Yeah. We were going to talk to you for a long time.
Now we're not.
Yeah. It was on this day in 1986 when the Beatles' re-released version of Twist and Shout peaked at number 23, thanks to its being used in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was on this day in rock in 1997 when Bob Dylan played for an audience of 300,000 people the songs Knocking on Heaven's Door and A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall. Pope John Paul II was there for the World Eucharist Congress in Italy. It was on this day in rock in 2016 when Bruce Springsteen published his autobiography, Born to Run.